Welcome to a Delco Nerd Network hot take. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen a hot take before, well, it's where a few friends get in a basement. We give our thoughts, we give our opinions on a TV show, a movie, or a game. Today, it's going to be a movie, and that movie is Alien Romulus. Here to discuss, as always, Weyland Yutani's own Chris Trio.
I did, Gooch, that's funny you know about my background.
You're
I did
the sleeper.
I worked there for about 2 years. Terrible company.
Yeah.
No.
Internship?
Internship, yeah. It was unpaid, of course.
Didn't last long.
I mean, if this movie has anything to say, it would probably be awful being a Weyland Yutani intern. But Gooch, yes. How's it going? How you feeling?
Good.
Just got back from a vacay.
Back from vacay. Little late. 2 weeks late.
Right.
Not... I was trying to do like a Trump thing.
Right. Not 2 weeks late.
Late, but not that late. Yeah. Always late.
I know. So I guess we're I guess we're like a week and a half, right? Technically, or is it 2 full weeks?
We're 2 full. Well, we're like a day away from being 2 full
weeks. Yeah, I guess
weeks,
that makes
but
sense.
We both saw Alien Romulus opening weekend. I saw it night one, and then I fucked off into nature.
Correct.
Up until 2 days ago, and we're getting this in before I go away again. And I think I know what you're going to say, but I'll start us off, Trio. It's usually a little different. I usually throw it over to you, but man, was Alien Romulus a good fucking time. Hell of a way to end the summer, you know, movie season. I don't think anyone expected this movie to be good, you know, per se. I think I feel like there's always it's always questionable with Alien.
Yeah.
Since Prometheus, a lot of people didn't like that. And then Alien Covenant, I think, is just kind of like, you know, I feel like a lot of people were going into Romulus with a similar taste in their mouth. And we were proved wrong.
Yeah.
I think when you do Alien, this kind of schema that's been done, six plus times, it can get a little stale and you kind of forget like what you can do with the movie, but you just approach it from a different angle and kind of get simple with it and it comes out pretty good. Because if you think about it, this movie is just kind of like a teen horror movie, you know, instead of having like an adult crew with scientists or workers of some sort, we just kind of get like a different cast of people. And I think the movie does follow, you know, the same tropes like pregnancy and stuff like that.
Sure.
But, you know, I think I had a better time with this than Covenant, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Where are you at with it?
Gooch, I really hate it. No, I'm kidding. I actually like really like this movie a lot. Bordering on loved. There's a few questionable choices in it for me. One glaring choice where I'm just like, I think there's a way better way to do this, but we'll get more into that. In spoilers.
Okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a certain character use, which we won't go beyond that.
Yeah.
I really did enjoy this movie, though, Gooch. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought the sets were amazing. The effects were fantastic. I mean, those are just easy ones to call out. The alien looked fantastic.
The practical.
A lot of practical. And listen, I'm not one of those people who are like... Don't use CG at all. Why are you using CG? I think there's a place for both practical and CG, and a lot of that, those practical aliens were definitely touched up with CG. I mean, that's just, you know, how it goes. But the vibes were significantly awful, which I liked. It was scary, and it just was, like, from the beginning, I just... felt bad in a good way, you know what I mean?
You can't not feel bad.
Well, especially with the way it starts out, I really like the way it starts out. Actually, you follow Rain, I believe her name is.
Yes,
and seemingly her brother. She has
right, and you're kind of
you're starting off a little blind,
right? Yeah, it's like brother,
or
some sort of relationship.
They seem to be getting ready to go off world. They've been working under this like almost indentured servitude for Weyland Yutani, and they've worked enough hours so they can leave. And the lady's like, "No, your hours have been doubled. Actually, you're sticking around. Sorry."
Yeah, and
they're fucked.
And sort of like in between that, we find out that Andy, her brother, is actually an android.
Yeah,
and you know. Take this as a grain of salt. I'm just going to say this as a way to describe it. He seems kind of like autistic.
For sure.
Like in the way he's
definitely
talking. And then it's like, oh, he's an android and he's a little fucked
like
up.
Like a discarded android.
Yeah. Like that sort of, and like it's an interesting way to like, again, what's the word?
Kind of shift things a little bit. I know you're... not necessarily the, that.
Is it double take?
Shift the dynamic, maybe.
Yeah, like, you know, we're presented with one thing, and then we find out, like, very quickly, oh, it's not that.
No, absolutely. I thought that was a great reveal. I agree, and I think that actor in general who played Andy, I mean, basically played two roles. Different,
yeah,
and
yeah.
he fucking murdered it. Gooch, give me his Martian Manhunter right now. I'll take it. But, no, he was one of my favorite parts. But I really like this setup of these people, these kids stuck
kids
on this.
Kids trying to escape home.
Off this awful,
very,
they're,
you know,
they're
stand
trapped
by
in
me
this cycle
thing.
That their parents got caught in. They're seeing all these old people just dying around them. I like how it starts out and they're like, if you're sick, report to the sick bay because, you know, we're not meant to live in these places. So people are getting sick all the time. We just have to mine for resources. But a really interesting setup. They talk about this space station. They don't know it's a space station. They think it's a ship out in orbit. And then it leads to the kerfuffle that we see. And I really like that setup overall. And, you know, I think it reuses some things from Alien and, like, in some sort of Member Berry's way, especially when we get to the casting stuff. But overall, I just thought the vibes and everything, Gooch, in this were spot on. And
immaculate.
Every little detail on the wall, weird buttons that don't do anything but just look cool. You see the emergency phone on the wall from the game, which is pretty cool. Yeah.
Fede Alvarez is our director here. He did
Evil Dead, the original remake. The remake 2013. From 2013. Yeah, not the latest one.
So he's not, I don't think this guy's necessarily a proven element, but I think he is shown he is now.
I think people like that Evil Dead remake, for those who
really?
Like it, but
okay.
I might be wrong. I always see people bring up scenes from it that look pretty wild. But yeah, it is interesting to see him kind of come in and really take the reins here and really push it. $80 million budget, Gooch. That's pretty fucking great for how good this movie looks, I think.
It's like similar to Minus One.
Yeah, around. So I would say it's probably at...
I know its budget was under $100 million. I think it was like 60.
Interesting. That kind of blows me away.
Yeah, that movie had a really small budget. Yeah.
Right. So they're probably sitting total budget-wise, because there was a good amount of marketing. I'd say let's completely double it at 160 total for all in all for what they're paying.
Did it make...
I think it already soared past $200 million, so I think it's...
Right, but did it make its budget back Weekend Wonder now?
No, not Weekend One, but it had a very strong weekend, I believe. I think it beat out Harold and the Purple Crayon. No, I'm kidding.
yeah, I heard that movie blows.
yeah, but...
Real big contender.
Yeah, real big contender. I really do think Fede Alvarez like hit it out of the park. I've seen kind of back and forth opinions on this online, and I found myself kind of straddling the line here and there, but on certain choices for this. And there's like one line in particular that felt super out of place to me. That
get
just
away from her, you bitch.
Yeah, and it almost felt like he was saying it like for us. Like he was like, "Get away from me, you." Bitch, like he doesn't even almost know why he was saying it. Right. I don't know. But if that's like the worst thing in your movie, God, I think you're okay.
So this movie takes place 20 years after the original Alien.
So it's between Alien 1 and 2, I believe.
Correct.
Yeah.
So Ripley is still in space.
Right. She's still in cryo.
Right. Alien Isolation, I think, has also happened. That's a canon game.
I think so. Yeah. Yes. At this point.
So the ship we see is the ship that retrieved the alien that got blown out the airlock.
I fucking love that opening scene, Gooch. It's like super silent.
Ritually.
And it's like, boo! Like the score comes in. And I don't know if it is a model, but that looked like a model work shot to me almost. Like when it's approaching the alien and it opens its bay. Oh, it's so good. So yeah, that is the original alien from Alien 1. Correct. I guess it like cocooned itself in some like weird organic goo after it was blown out the airlock.
So I've been indentured in a lot of alien lore TikToks and reels and shit, and there doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason to the aliens. Like
how they survive, you mean? Because I like the idea of it even
like
being able to survive like in
like
the vacuum of space.
Organically biomechanical.
For sure. Yeah, they're biomechanical. Like, yeah, that's I think that's
but like they
the same
start
thing.
As organics. Like I like it's
well
weird,
the biomechanical but by that a biomechanical thing is inherently organic. I can't remember. I don't know how I guess I would put it, but biomechanic is inherently organic.
Right, but like they don't look that mechanical. Like a Geth from Mass Effect is a biomechanical.
See, I thought they're synthetic, not a biomechanical.
Isn't that like the same thing?
No. So Biomechanical, I think, is a very specific type of style that H.R. Geiger created.
Would a synthetic not be biomechanical?
I don't believe so, because it's completely computer-based, whereas biomechanical would basically be what the green ending is in Mass Effect.
Right.
Where it's both.
Right, yeah.
Whereas, okay. Like, a Geth is completely synthetic and it has consciousness and it's an AI, but I think that's how you would
distinguish. So the only point I'm trying to make is I don't really think there's any rhyme or reason to anything that the aliens every movie kind of iterates. Well, hold on,
let's walk through the very simple origin of the aliens. Okay, so there's goo on the Prometheus planet that then infects the man who gets sick.
The engineer.
Who then, it infects the guy who takes off his... It's the one...
The girl who fucks Shaw.
Yeah, the guy who fucks Shaw, who then gets sick, who then... impregnates his wife, who then has a squid baby.
A trilobite
that then face hugs
the engineer
that
which turns into a deacon. And then David.
Well, no, that's when the proto alien's born, right?
The proto aliens are in Covenant, and they happen from David's experiments, and he kind of like perfected the alien up a little bit closer to the alien in Alien One, and then we get the proto aliens, and then we're kind of, and then for some,
they've just kind of
at some
out,
point we get the.
It's a very streamlined origin, but also in Prometheus, apparently there is a mural of the aliens. So apparently they existed before.
Black goo, like they were trying to create their god.
I thought it was a bioweapon that they were going to send to kill Earth.
It is. But they were also trying to do that.
Okay. Because I know the idea in this.
We'll
get to the Prometheus of it all soon. But, the black goo itself. All right, we'll go full spoilers here. The black goo making a return I did not expect. When it kind of turns into a lot of the Prometheus stuff. I didn't hate it at all.
So,
I didn't
theory.
Hate. Sure.
And I noticed this in the movie. Tyler's a Weyland-Yutani deep agent.
Which one's Tyler again?
He's the one leading the whole thing.
Oh.
He knows a lot about guns. He uses military hand signals, and they even talk about, how do you know how to, why are you doing that? Movies.
Sure.
How do you know how to use the gun? Video games and magazines.
Well, but see, I didn't believe that, though, because, like, you know, though, because I actually hated the idea.
He knows what to go for. He seems like very in the know.
Interesting.
I think Weyland-Yutani sent him to get the black goo.
Interesting. I don't get that vibe, but I can see how you could make that connection for sure.
He just seems to be very knowledgeable for like.
I felt like they felt
weirdly so. And they point it out. The characters are like, why do you know how to do this?
Why do you know so much about guns, Gooch? From what?
Video games.
Yeah,
but we see the kind of video games he's playing. They're playing like 8
sure.
big SNES games.
Right.
It's like it's a bit,
everything's
it's
on
a bit
still
far-fetched.
On a CRT monitor and stuff like that. Yeah, I don't know. I think I can accept that as
it's an interesting theory.
I think it is. But I think I can accept that as he is an enthusiast and gets these magazines and stuff. And even like I felt like there was a rush to overexplain things. Like, okay, how is this girl gonna know how to shoot at the alien? She's never shot a gun in her life. Oh, it has auto aim on it. You see, you just stick it up.
Well,
here
that's from Alien.
Is that actually? Oh, really? I didn't know.
The Colonial Marines use guns like that.
I know, but that lock on specifically like that.
I think so.
I didn't think so, but I might be. I mean, I know they use like assault rifles, but like
the
auto aiming
thing.
I didn't realize that was part of other
movies. It also like disables recoil.
I'm
pretty confident that that's a thing.
I've only seen Alien and Aliens. I haven't seen
Alien
Resurrection
in a long time. I haven't seen 3 or Resurrection.
There
even
is. I mean, there's a bit of everything in this movie. Apparently, from what because I did watch Mr. Sunday Movies did Caravans of Garbages on all the different Alien movies, and I mean, there's an alien human hybrid in Alien Resurrection. She's like a clone, and that's
set. It's called the Neo.
It's so terribly sad looking. And that's set like 200 years in the future, I think.
Yes, it gets wild.
But I do think that they did an interesting job overall. The only major issue I really had that just was tough I kind of settled into it after a while was Ash.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was...
So, it's not Ash. It's Rook. It's a different model that looks like him.
Yeah.
That's his skin
they used
job.
They got Ian... So...
No, they didn't... Yeah, they got
they
his
got
permission.
His permission, his family's permission. I did read up on this after because... That really does kind of inform how I feel about these things sometimes to a degree where, especially if you're bringing back a dead actor.
Yeah.
And
Ian Holm died, I think, in like 2020 or 2021.
I think so. So I had read online that like his family seemed to be very enthused to do this because he had even felt like he didn't get to act as much as he would have liked to in his later life or something like that. So they were very excited to be part of this. So that's very cool to hear. I can't really speak to anything past that. Apparently, it's a real voice actor doing his voice, which blows me away.
Really?
I really thought it was like an AI deepfake because he sounds exactly like it's almost perfect.
Yeah.
But I just think they overused him. And there were parts where
I think that was like the Remember Alien, you know, kind of thing. Like that was their moment. I was like, I didn't expect to see that. And I was kind of surprised. And I'm, you know, because like we see the android first and it's like he's like cut in half and he's in the dark. And
I was like,
really
it's Ash. Cool. We saw him. Like, I thought that was going to be
or
the
maybe
extent
it was going to be like David or something
right.
like that or like Fassbender.
I guess. Sorry.
But I was kind of okay with it. I think it made sense because I think the Romulus Remus station, they're I guess exploring the black goo, is from your Covenant era. Like, once they found that shit, they made this station where they're experimenting on face
well
huggers.
But he seemed to reverse engineer the goo out of them. They didn't find the goo. He was trying to create something that see this idea I actually like. I like the idea how he's talking about humans. They cannot survive space. They are not made for space travel. A big part of this movie is that they are trying to get to another galaxy that they need cryo for because it will take way too long.
Right.
They'll never
survive.
Right,
that's the whole point of going into this space station. We need
these cryo
juice to get the cryopods working so we can go to that planet.
Exactly. And I think that that's a very interesting idea to explore.
Simple concept.
Very simple.
Yeah.
And this idea
and
that
we're
humans
up and going
aren't
quick.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
Within like 30 or 40 minutes, we're taking off and we're going to the space
for
station.
Sure.
Like, it doesn't linger on the planet.
I think it lingers actually just enough, honestly. Like, it gives me just enough down there where I'm like, this is awful. I see why you're going up to the space station. Cool.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you're good. I do like this focus on humanity not being fit for space travel and this idea that the aliens can are so perfect that they can even survive in the vacuum of space. They'll like go into the self like hibernation mode almost, and they start to experiment it. And it seemed that Deacon is this one,
Rook,
reverse engineer the Prometheus black goo out of the aliens, and he calls it like this almost biological building block for life. Like it's like it evolves you, and
right. I mean, where humanity in Alien comes from. The black goo of an engineer.
But it does? I guess, yeah, because that's what happens at the beginning. Again,
he plants the genetic material.
I really am back and forth on Prometheus.
I gotta rewatch Prometheus.
I think that there are some really interesting
and
ideas.
And all the extras.
Absolutely. There's some really cool CGI like walkthroughs in that, breakdowns, I should say. But I really think that the idea that he was going for Ridley Scott was interesting in exploring the origins of life and like who creates humanity and David being an android and us creating life in our image. And that one moment where he's asking who's Fassbender's android?
David.
David's asking the one guy. He's like, why did you make me? Or
he's asking you, Waylon?
No, the guy who gets infected, who fucks Shaw.
Yeah.
They're having a conversation. And David's like, well, why do you think they created you? And he's like, well, why? And then he asks him back again, well, why did you create me? And he's like, because we could. And then he's like, well, imagine if they just tell you that. He's like, oh, that is kind of fucked. Like, this idea of exploring that is very interesting to me. And I think you have to go somewhere different because all the alien movies are just Ripley waking up in a space station, stressing about alien things going on. And then everyone being like, no, nothing alien is going on here. And then alien things happen. So I appreciate him going in another direction, but I think it just gets so muddied and I don't get enough answers by the end of that. Whereas I do think that this does a good enough job of working with all of that information and going backwards from it, especially with where we end up by the end of the movie. I really did not expect us to get this whole, almost fourth act with the goo man, but is there anything you want to get to before that?
Yeah. I think there's a lot. I'm
kind of all over the place.
I
right
think
now.
Navarro like is like, you know, like we always have like a girl with like short hair or like that kind of like look in these movies.
The buzzed hair is that?
Yeah. And she's the one who gets infected first. And I think it's kind of interesting, like, you know, they like, you notice how in like Alien 1, like when what's his name? Jace? The guy who gets the face hugger in the first one. And they kind of leave it on.
Yeah, because, well, they try to get it off, right? But they realize it's acid, so they can't. They're like, we can't do anything.
No, I mean the first alien.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They try and, like, cut it. And then
they leave it on for a while. And in this, they kind of, like, okay, like, how do we get it off? And, like, you know they're very quick to get it off.
I like the idea of coming up with a different way to get it off.
Right.
And then even that moment with Rook, and they're like, what chances does she have? And she's like, he's like 60-40, bad. But I will say, speaking to the face huggers in general, I think they did a good job of making them super intimidating on their own, just as like this horde almost.
You weren't intimidated by just one?
No, I was. I think they did a good job of just coming at it from a different angle, even in this. Like this, that scene, that hallway scene is rather tough.
Do you know the
tough.
Myth of Remus and Romulus?
Is it a Greek one, right?
Roman. So they found Rome. They're like two brothers who were like, I forget how they got lost, but they were raised by wolves and then they eventually found Rome. So the idea of like, they're the building block of like the empire.
Interesting.
So like
that's actually cool. Yeah.
So they're like, the aliens are found, and then like, you know,
this is the building block of humanity. This is the next step, right? Yeah. That is so cool. That's actually very cool.
Because like, you know, and again, it's interesting that like, you think about it, like when they go up to the station, nobody stops them. Nobody asks questions.
Well, it seems completely they've just let it go.
Again, if Tyler is a Weyland-Yutani agent, it makes sense the fact that they just let them go up. Nobody stops them. They get up like pretty easy.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think it's a plot hole. I think it is just part of the plot. Like, hey, like, they know they're going up there and they're going to use them to get the black goo. Whether Tyler lives or dies, it doesn't really matter.
Sure.
As long as he can get the thing off the ship. And they go in the ship and they get stuck in the cryopod area and they shut the cryo off, which releases the face huggers. And then that's really where shit hits the fan. Dude, and the minute she picks up like the thing that she can see through, I'm like, oh, great.
It was a good
like, great. It's going to be gross.
I love some wild futuristic technology that is just like thrown away and never addressed again, honestly, sometimes in a movie.
It makes sense why that ship actually
Oh, absolutely.
Had
why
them
that would
too.
Have it on. It's like, all right, yeah, let's
we're
check,
gonna
for,
look, we're gonna
check
look.
For parasites.
Yeah.
Great tech in this, just overall. That's just a great example of, I feel like these guys really knew the universe they were in. That feels like it existed in that universe. It doesn't feel like they just plopped
it
in
and
there.
And it is interesting that they started to go, like, we're going to go back to the ship. Where Prometheus and Covenant don't do that at all. We're not just on a ship or a space station. We're, like, all over the place.
I also appreciated that no one was making the dumbest decisions on Earth in this film. Like, that's my major... Covenant, I don't mind. It's just the utter stupidity of people within that film that really bothers me. I feel like people are written stupidly to a fault.
Isabella Mercado is the girl
who's pregnant.
The
pregnant one, yeah.
Like, as soon as she says that, I'm like, oh, great. She's pregnant. This is going to get gross.
And it does, man. It does.
Yeah, I mean, and the part where she screams after Navarro, the alien pops out of her. And it's like a... It's like, it's not fully formed, right?
It's like from the first one. It's where it's the, like, the embryo looking one that's just like almost like a worm looking thing that kind of pops out.
Yeah. Like, and she's that scream. It's and good. Then as the ship, like, you know, they try to take off and the ship, like, just fucking falls.
She should be dead, but it's
back in the station. Yeah. And, you know, we get a lot of action and stuff. And, like, you know, then we get Ash's chip put into Andy and that makes him change. I really thought that was like, you know, you brought it up earlier, but like, what an awesome idea to like, we have an android or a synthetic who, you know, is a little bit slow, we'll call, and is a little bit of a, well, like a simpleton, you know?
No,
like,
definitely. And I think that's absolutely
telling
what
dad jokes, not supposed to be like, you know, the sharpest tool in the shed here, and then becomes this like all knowing creature, and he knows just what to do and how to do it, and he's prioritizing like the company over
what's
Rain
the new directive
and the
people.
It's really interesting, and I was really compelled by what he was doing.
I agree, and their just relationship in general, I gotta say, was very compelling. They felt like they were like, you know, a compelling duo in a lot of ways, and they felt like they're a lived-in, you know, set of humans. They didn't just start when the film started. I do think, you know, most of the cast overall is pretty forgettable.
I would challenge you to say I don't really think the point for them is to be memorable. Maybe besides Rain and Andy.
I think the one guy who just annoys me too much, and Bjorn. It's on purpose, is the British Bjorn. Dude. Yeah. Like, and yeah. I get it.
He's poking you're supposed Andy to almost from the hate, beginning. Yeah. The unlikable you're, one, yeah.
Yeah. And I almost think those are a bit of a cheap out in certain horror movies. I'd rather you make someone I kind of like die, because I feel like it hits a little harder. And I don't know, he was just kind of unredeemingly an asshole. I get it, an android chose to kill his mom, but it was 12.
How does he die again?
There was like a mining accident, and then the no, android...
No, not the dad.
The mom.
Not the parents. Bjorn. He gets like frozen at one part, like they try to get the pods out, and like it freezes his hand or something
right,
like that.
Right, but then so they
and then
run.
He gets killed by an alien.
He gets killed by the alien. Yeah, skewered, it was the vagina egg on the wall.
Yes, the vagina egg. Yes.
It was by the another great practical effect, and also another layer to their like physiology that I'm like, okay, that's kind of cool. So they are this weird little worm thing, and then they have to gestate even longer in a big egg to become a full alien. The way its head comes out of the fucking egg and everything.
Geiger would be proud.
He would be. It looks so good. I don't know. I'd have to go back and look at the old alien designs. I don't remember them being as translucent in the head as this.
No, there's some designs.
They're very cool.
Not all,
I
not
like
the
it.
Original.
Yeah,
but there
yeah.
are,
I like
I
it a
think
lot.
From 3, they have like a translucent head where you can see the skull.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff, man. Yeah, I really adored this movie. I really did. I think they did a lot of interesting things to bring in the Prometheus of it all, too, and those more side stories. Especially with the black goo. Do we want to talk about the black goo pregnancy?
We can talk about the black goo pregnancy.
Yes. That fucked me up. I'm not going to lie.
That was
gross. The one scene.
Dude, the baby in the alien egg. I was like,
but it looked kind of normal.
Human. Yeah,
yeah,
it
looked normal in the egg. And then I'm like, what is this thing going to look like? And like she's following it around. I had thought they were saving that for the... I thought that was set up for the next movie. I didn't expect it to pop off at the end.
Like
there.
It feels like it's gonna end like once you know that like Tyler sacrifices himself.
They get off the station
right,
and they take back control
the alien with the gun, and then like okay,
everything's
right.
settling down. She's putting Andy down in the chair, and she puts her into cryo.
Right.
Yeah.
Rook's kind of like you know fuck him.
Yeah. They just disconnect.
And then this thing happens where she's in the pod, right? She's in cryo and the baby's
born.
Yes.
And well, she starts like things. Her bio signs like start going
right,
off.
Right.
They open it up, and then that's when she pushes out the egg.
Oh my god.
And then she's like, "Get it away, get it away!" And then that's when Rain picks it up and throws it into the cargo hold. She follows it down, finds an empty egg filled with acid. I wonder if that's going to be used for anything. And then we're just kind of like finding. We're like, "Where is this thing? What does it look like?" And then you come upon it when it finds the mom again, right? When it goes back to her. Is that when you see it for the first time?
Yes, yeah.
Which,
when she's on the ground, yeah.
What? Like, we just
That's
see,
a
like,
real dude.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's not surprising. They probably, like, the thinner parts, they CGI down.
He looks like that.
Oh, like he's
Have
that
you seen
tall
him?
And lanky? Oh, I'm sure. That
I
makes sense.
I gotta show you this.
I'm sure.
Keep going.
But he's just this awful engineer crossed with an alien... And human, he's this tall, terrible, lanky man with an alien tail and like the weird protrusions on his back. And he's got like this terrible grin when he smiles and he looks like
he's
the
a basketball player. That's what he looks like.
Oh my God, that makes sense. Yeah, he's, yeah. Awful. Great design.
Like
awful
his,
in
his
a terrible
neck.
Way. Yeah, it's super.
He looks weird. He's a weird
he's
looking
a weird
guy.
Lanky looking dude.
But he looks like, and like I've seen, like he, it's weird.
It's weird.
Like he looks weird.
It's
so
very
this
unpleasant.
Thing looks weird.
And,
yeah.
it, and like, you know, Rain's running away and he like looks at the mom and like, you don't see much of it. You get like a glimpse of it, but like he's doing some, like he's like not like attacking her, but he's like doing something to her. And like his like little mouth, like it cuts to him and
it's
his little
tongue,
mouth
right?
is that what, it, I think so. Yeah. It's like coming back in.
The little
and then,
mouth
like,
is his tongue.
And he killed her, but like we don't know exactly.
No,
what
I don't
happened.
Think he kills her, does he?
I assumed he did, I should say. But it, just an awful
I think
scene.
I thought you just died from
giving birth
to that fucking thing.
Maybe, yeah. Oh, but it's interesting to me that nothing happens to her.
Rain?
Yeah. No, the mom. Because we see the rat that gets changed with it. Eventually, when they leave the room, it like morphs into this awful like looking alien mouse rat. But nothing happens to her, only to the baby, which I guess is just because she's pregnant. I guess that the pregnancy takes all the black goo.
Maybe.
I don't know.
And also, it's been a few weeks since I've seen it, so some of it's a little fuzzy.
Oh, I mean, sure. Too. It's funny. It's pretty. That seems like pretty fresh in my mind. Does she die? She does seem to be dead to me.
But like, what kills her?
We don't know. It just cuts back to him like holding her, and it's like, and he's like sucking his tongue back in or whatever, and like,
yeah,
was he breastfeeding? Ugh, I don't want to know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't say that. That's what I'm saying. Terrible images that it spawns in your mind.
But like the fight between Rain and the human xenomorph is like, I'm like, oh my god. I wonder if there's a name for it. Fuck this thing. Shoot this fucker out the airlock now.
I'm not gonna lie, I haven't had trouble sleeping in a while after a movie. And like, serious? This definitely, I was just like, I just was thinking about it a lot. I was like, oh, that thing is terrible looking. Because it's a very, like, the head is just basically an engineer face, right?
I mean, like,
more
way,
or less. I don't know. It's
more human.
I don't necessarily get why giving it the goo gets it back to more, like, gets a human baby back to more engineer features. Is that because they're like the perfect organism for space flight? Because they've obviously mastered space flight and stuff. And hey, yeah. Dude, guess what? I would love to know what they were about.
I think
I don't know. Maybe like we just, David just kills them all.
I think the black goo just kind of like shifts your DNA for you to be like more survive, like for, to adapt like to for, survive. Yeah,
and that ends up being you making you more ferocious and like a monster. I don't know.
Yeah. But so in a way, like engineers are more
fit for space and
fit for survival than humans. So it makes sense that us going up that chain
would maybe lead to them. Maybe they just created like us as a lesser,
like us looking like them because of their features. Because obviously their features make them able to survive.
Maybe
we
shouldn't have killed Jesus Gooch, who was also an engineer that Ridley Scott mentioned in an interview.
And yeah, that's why they hate us. That's canon, right?
It technically is. Apparently, Jesus was an engineer, and we crucified him. So that's why the engineers hate us.
I guess he was a pretty normal-looking engineer.
No, they don't have pictures back then. But why the whole look that they give him in the I was about to say the lore.
There's lore.
It's lore. I know. It just feels technically wrong to apply to religion. I don't know.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Oh, that lore.
Yeah, like...
I mean, you know what's funny? Lore is like a word people don't use, but it seems to be a word that like the gaming community adopted to talk about game history and stuff.
Well, and I think lore is...
But it is like... It's a term. It's just... Yeah, it's history. Lore. It's what it means.
It's fictional history, I thought. Was like, that's literally...
Is
what,
that really it?
I really thought that's what it was.
Lore definition.
It might not be, because there's like, you know, there's
a body
Nordic
of traditions
lore
and knowledge on a subject or held by a particular group typically passed on... Yeah, it's just history. It's just another word for history.
But yeah, just a terrible, awful design that looks great. And is appropriately unpleasant. But again, I just wish there was a little bit. I don't need you to like spell it out for me, Gooch.
And then
she
gets enough cryo to go to the galaxy, right?
I think so. Yeah, and she gets. Because
I remember they all had like only 2 years, so they wouldn't be able to get there.
Then that's why they had to go deeper into the station to get the cryo fuel, and that's where the guy freezes his hand.
Right.
What did you think about the spinning acid set piece? I actually thought that was pretty cool.
It was pretty cool. Yeah, I liked just a cool use of gravity, which they kind of intro in the beginning of the movie when they first get in there. They have to turn it on.
Yeah.
And then they have to turning it off.
And then the gravity like cycles after a while in a derelict station.
Yeah.
Cool stuff. Again, just like solid thought processes.
What about the Andy stuff toward the end? I mean, we talked about the get away from her, you bitch line, but yeah.
I thought it was
anything.
Fine. I did think it was a bit of a weird...
Because he kind of, like, turns back.
Yeah, he's like, right? he gets all fucked up by, like, an alien, and, like, apparently removing the chip fixes that for some reason, so she allows him to do that, or he allows her to do that. It felt like a kind of weird, what's the word, like, resolution to that? I don't know.
Right, because then Rook is like, follow your directive, and like, hey, JK.
I'm not doing that, bitch. Yeah. And again,
see a gross guy. Yeah.
I just wish they used Rook a little bit less, Gooch.
He is in it a lot.
And there are scenes where he looks great. So that leads me to believe...
The CGI on his face, I would not say is great, but I almost didn't care because he's an android or a synthetic.
But that's I why don't I think care. You need to maybe make an android, maybe make a puppet then. Like, it just was really bad deepfakes at certain points. Like, obviously terrible deepfakes where, like, the mouth, the chin wasn't, like, lining up. That's what really killed me. But then there were some further back shots, like, that were in more dimly lit that looked great. And that leads me to believe that he was in this a bit less than he originally or actually ended up being. Like, maybe that was a studio note to be like, hey, we want to see more Rook and you need to prepare more scenes. Because, like, again... Certain scenes, he looks fantastic.
Right, because all it is like this computer screen shot of his face.
Exactly, so you can, it's a CRT monitor. You can imagine
monitor,
kind
of like, hey, like we can whip this up.
And that doesn't look bad at all, actually.
We can do a reshoot or something. Yeah.
It's more when you're seeing him in person where I'm just like, this is really rough for me. But yeah.
So, Alien is at a high again. Yeah. And I would say same with Alien's distant cousin, Predator, with Prey.
Definitely.
You know? Do you feel like we need a sequel to Romulus, or do you just want another Alien and kind of see where that takes us?
I'm a little afraid that with the success of this, Ridley Scott's going to be like, I want to do my trilogy, finish my trilogy.
I wouldn't mind that.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't mind that.
But yeah. I think you run the risk of then everyone being like, what the fuck is this? Again, you know what I mean?
Ridley Scott was a producer on this.
Definitely. He was involved. Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's not like this is like, hey, this is Alien without Ridley Scott and it's good. No, he was definitely involved. In the making of this movie, I feel like getting Fede Alvarez back to do another one, and I really don't think we need to see these characters again, but I think doing another Alien is obviously good. I think Alien always needs to be a thing. I think Alien and Predator are both like very good horror sci-fi franchises that have had lows and had highs, like, you know, both of them, I think, mm-hmm. are, you know, it's funny. I feel like people... Because
I think
we had
Aliens has more highs.
Because we had an AVP, Alien versus Predator, they're very, like, simpatico.
For sure.
But, like, yeah, like, I can't think about with one without the other. And, you know, I don't know if we'll ever get another AVP. That would be pretty wild. But I think that could be cool. I'm not saying I need that, but, like, I wouldn't be, like, totally dismissive of
the possibility. I don't think it's out of the question at all.
Yeah.
Especially with Dan Trachtenberg's working on Badlands right now, the next Predators movie.
And we are getting an Alien... Aliens Earth show on FX.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's like the furthest in back in the timeline. I think it's like a few years before Prometheus.
Interesting. Like, what is that about then?
I don't know.
Like, what do you mean?
I think it has a trailer.
Does it?
But it's a thing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I don't know. Aliens, it has up and downs, like you said. I know people aren't the biggest fan of, like, I think that not that they're the biggest fan. I think they just become very samey, especially with the first four. Like I said,
right? But look at Prey too. Prey was like, did we review that? No,
no, we didn't.
No, yeah. Prey kind of was like, let's Predator in Native American. That was awesome, Predator in Native American. But like, I think like the narrative for Prey was much better because it was a much more character focused story, whereas Aliens is there's a group, right? There's like an actual group, and it's, you know, it's a bit different.
Sure, I think to a degree. I think there's actually less narrative almost in Prey because it's just like it's just her kind of taking down the Predator. But,
right, but she's on like a journey.
Sure, yeah. Maybe I'd put them at equal levels for me myself. Then
I don't think like Rain is on a journey, but it's like a group journey. Like they're all trying to do the same thing.
Like, yeah, I guess I feel like it's very much squarely about Rain and Andy,
Amber Midthunder's character in Prey is like trying to like prove herself to her tribe.
Sure, different types of stories for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know though, Gucci. Anything else? I'm trying to think.
Did you answer my question that I asked you?
What was the question
about? Just the what would you want to see?
Oh,
I think you did.
I might not have.
Yeah, I was gonna say I started talking. Let me answer my own
question. Yeah, I mean, I would love to see more of this, of course. I think, you know...
But sequel or just another Alien?
Well, I think they're all... I guess just another Alien. They're all kind of just... It's weird, because, like, the first four are more direct sequels in the way of, like, they're just following, like, her in a new spot.
Okay,
but, I don't know. Maybe I'd actually kind of like to see maybe Ridley Scott just finish off the Prometheus stuff.
Yeah.
But that you do run the risk of tainting the well for the next Alien after that. But I don't know. I really don't. Just give me some fucking answers, okay?
I like the ambiguity of the lore.
Gooch, you know me with my ambiguity. I'm up for some ambiguity.
Cool. It's interesting. You know?
I just want a bit more.
Like, I love the engineer stuff and the space jockey shit. Like, it's just, I just find it very interesting. I like, it doesn't all need to be explained, but I like how they're explaining some of it, but like not enough to like satisfy you, and it keeps you like interested.
But I just don't even know if it's like anything.
I feel like there's a mystery in Alien as a character, so I think they're neat. Like, not everything can be revealed.
Well, but that's not, and I don't even think that was the point of these stories before, like Prometheus and stuff like that. It was a scary movie, and there was these crazy monsters.
Sure.
Whereas, like, I mean, now with the Prometheus stuff, it definitely has leaned into like the origin.
And
of
I feel like the
and,
Predator is more the opposite. Like, I don't like. I think there's Lord of the Predators, but they're not like that mysterious. They're fucking predators. Like,
I would say we know less about the predators than aliens.
For sure, but like we know like what they're like.
We know their deal.
Yeah.
They're here to hunt, and then if they lose, they're sore losers and kill you. So it's
right.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I don't think it like there's not this big like where do they come from? Like just aliens who
but
have,
I think
like,
that's
kind of
only because Ridley Scott has made this thing with like he instigated that. Like, I don't think people were thinking about that before Prometheus.
No.
You know what
it
I mean?
It was an action movie
with these like
horror.
Weird, crazy monsters in it. And I think that Ridley Scott has leaned into it, has made it that way, which is fine. I think that's one of the more interesting parts. But, like, I mean, Predators apparently, autistic people are the next stage in evolution. So that's they're trying to.
Remember, we reviewed that. That was so fun.
It was just me getting. So annoyed. I was very disappointed with that movie.
Yeah.
Ugh. Just awful. Terrible.
Oh my
Anyways,
God.
Anything else, Gooch?
No, that's it.
I think that does her.
Ending the summer movie season on two good notes with Deadpool and Wolverine.
Absolutely.
And Alien Romulus.
Yeah.
Great way to
doing,
go out.
And doing what, pretty successfully, too.
What else is even coming out this year? Don't say Kraven.
I think it is.
He's going.
Yeah.
But I was trying to think. I was like, I think my cousin Mike was like, what's coming out the rest of the year? And I'm like, you know, man, I don't even know. Like, and I looked at a release schedule and I'm like, I don't like nothing.
Like, no, Sonic 3. I'm trying to see.
Like, the rest of the year. I'm really talking.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at right now here.
Like, what movie do we have at Christmas time coming out? Like, I don't even think I know.
On like
not
to
elongate
right now. It's, there's not like a very easily streamlined way of looking this up, and I hate it because it's like showing all these like.
Because I feel like your like Oscar movies just kind of come out of nowhere.
Definitely.
Per se.
I mean, there's like Kinds
like your
of Kindness, which is like
and...
that. That's Yorgos, same guy who did Poor Things.
I didn't
Kinds
like
of
that
Kindness.
Movie. You ever watch that?
No, I heard. I remember you talking about it.
Didn't like it.
Yeah, I've heard very much.
I didn't like it.
Mixed reviews.
But anyway.
Yorgos Lanthimos or something is the guy's name. Yeah, they're doing. It's called Kinds of Kindness. It's with Emma Stone again.
And Defoe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And ugly.
Is Nosferatu this year?
I think so. Which I would actually like to review if we can get to it. But we shall see. And there's definitely some more. Venom: The Last Dance, seminal.
That's not this year though,
isn't it? I thought it was October.
Oh my God, I think you're right.
I thought it was.
Oh no.
Venom.
Oh God.
The Last Dance.
Oh Christ.
Dude, aren't you ready for Venom Horse? Come on, dude. October 25th, bro. It'll be the end of the Venom trilogy.
Deadpool and Wolverine aside, this has probably been the year of some of the worst comic book films ever. We're going to have that and Kraven and Madam Web in the same year. That's nuts.
Do you think Kraven's going to be worse than Madam Web?
No.
I don't think so either.
No.
I
think it's hard to beat Madam Web's terribleness.
Will I have more fun with Madam Web? Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
We had some fun with
we
Madam
We just
Web.
Had a good time. And it's tough for me to disconnect our theater experience from the movie. It's just, it was a good time with an awful movie. But yeah, Venom: The Last Dance, October 25th. Be sure to look out for our hot take.
Alien Romulus, where are we putting it on the scale? Real quick. We always forget sometimes.
Oh, I think it's always. I'm teetering on movie to film.
I think it's a film.
I think it's a low tier film, top tier movie. I'm gonna stick though with low tier film.
I'm with you. All
right,
low tier film.
I was leaning on my back too much. I like it. Yeah, I think that's a good place
film.
To stick.
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. Well. Thank you all so much for watching with us. If you've been with us live on twitch.tv/DelcoNerdNetwork, we really appreciate your time. You can find this podcast anywhere podcasts are found. Just search Delco Nerd Network on your platform of choice. We have a Facebook page, Discord channel. All that good stuff will be linked down below. You can even find us on all the social media pages at Delco Nerds on basically with an at sign. You can find all this information on our website, DelcoNerdNetwork.com. You can even email us your comments, questions, or concerns to DelcoNerds@gmail.com. We'd be happy to get back to you. But for Gooch, I've been Trio. Thanks for watching, guys. Stay nerdy. We will see you next time.